Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Raymond, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Raymond, let's look at the positives. Last night, people had a fun night. They were noisy, of course they were. They were dancing in the street and all of that. But there was no violence. There was no vandalism. That's a plus compared to the night before. But I'm sure it's not easy living in the area when St. Patrick's celebrations are so linked to an unruly element.
Well, yes, there was no violence. Because if you let people get away with doing what they want to do, they're going to just carry on doing it, and they're not going to have to resort to violence to do it. But it's the threat of violence that allows them to do it. That's exactly what it boils down to. The police were overwhelmed, as far as I could see, in some of the streets. You maybe had 5 or 6 officers facing a street load of 700 or 800 young people. They're not going to be able to do anything there, so they just can't stand and watch. I witnessed with my own eyes. I didn't witness anybody actually getting prosecuted for on-street drinking. I certainly witnessed quite a lot of people drinking. I witnessed quite a lot of officials taking drink off people, but there was no penalty involved. All that happened was the drink was taken off them and poured down the drain.
This was last night?
This was last night, yes. And the noise went off. Well, obviously the whole day was very bad. There were whole streets that were taken over with just entirely blocked. There was an ambulance went to get someone, and the ambulance actually couldn't get down. Myself and another guy had to clear the way for the ambulance to actually reverse back up the street because he just couldn't progress all down the street because people just would not shift out of the way of the ambulance.
Let me stop you there. An ambulance making an effort with blues and twos,
yep,
couldn't shift them?
Yep. And I think probably it picked up whomever had happened or whatever had happened, and it then proceeded to reverse back down the street.
You see, the reason I say this, I was in Downpatrick yesterday, and unfortunately a lovely little lady who was dancing had a minor mishap in terms of her health,
mm-hmm,
and she collapsed on the dance stage.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a system in place, and this is where I really admired the events tech guys,
yeah,
who were controlling everything, the way they were able to intervene. The St. John's ambulance people were there. They immediately turned up to assist her, and someone had made a call, obviously, to the standard paramedics, who in the blink of an eye were tearing down the main street where thousands of people were having a very well-structured and perfect St. Patrick's afternoon. So the young lady who was ill was getting assistance from all quarters because there was a structure to the day. Now, there was also immense respect for the paramedics and indeed for the St. John's ambulance and the events tech people. I need to praise again because they were totally in control. As opposed to what you're describing there, someone's life or health being at risk and students or young people, revelers or drinkers, not being prepared to respect the blues and twos of an ambulance.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite bizarre to say the least. And I mean, it's surprising there weren't any actually serious injuries because I witnessed another young person. There's a lamppost that are about 30 feet tall, and there's a bar across the top, and it goes up about 3 feet, and the light at the end of them, and swinging like a trapeze artist by both hands from the centre bar. You know, one slip and that's just a broken ankle. You're going to be dead if you fell off that. He did get down safely. Another person climbed up onto the top of a chimney pot on a roof. And again, we're talking maybe 35 feet above the ground and proceeded to use it as a toilet.
I'm going to stop you there again. We have a guy now who's on the top of a house,
mm-hmm,
and he is urinating under the chimney.
No, I believe he called the number two.
He is seriously...
Yes.
He is sitting on the chimney.
Yes.
With his trousers down.
Yep.
Delivering it down into the fireplace.
I presume so.
I don't believe it.
Well, I was speaking to a lot of people who had come from various reporting organisations, and they just couldn't credit what was going on in the area yesterday. It was just, you had to be there to understand the mayhem. It was unbelievable. I mean, the only policy that there was, the only bit of structure there was that you get a bottle of drink and you get it down into you as quick as possible so you can get the next one involved.
So obviously you want the authorities to grasp this nettle. You want to talk to politicians, you want to speak to universities.
We speak to universities. Universities are doing various things. and they're saying that there wasn't all their students. Well, fair enough. Yes, there were other people there that weren't students. But having said this, this does happen all time during term time. Not to this extent, but certainly when the weather gets nice, the sofas come out into the front gardens or the front curtilies of the houses, and the drink starts and the partying starts. And that happens when the weather's good. So it doesn't happen when we're not in term time. So you just have to draw your own conclusion as to what's the root cause of it. And if you're saying it's not students are involved there, look at Freshers' Week. And all of a sudden, Freshers' Week is an extraordinarily noisy time. And maybe other people come along to celebrate, people going to university, I don't know, but I would assume from the fact it's called Freshers' Week, most of the people there are going to be freshers.
Okay, so the students are certainly drawing people into the area. Some of the revellers, needless to say, are students from the universities as well. Also, school-age children there yesterday too, a lot of people remarking on that.
Absolutely.
Do you think, you're not really going to get politicians to listen to you this side of the election, will they sit down with you after the election and take this, what is a crisis for local people in South Belfast, will they take it seriously?
Well, they're going to have to. I was going to repeat again. I mean, you know, whatever system is being used isn't working. I mean, that's simply it. You know, we just can't put up with this. Although people have said, oh, it wasn't so bad in the Holy Lands last year, you know, or whatever. It wasn't so bad in the Holy Lands because it wasn't reported to any great extent. And, you know, the level of disorder is akin to this. Now, previous year, because it was weekends, it wasn't that bad. But any time it's been a weekday, this is what's happened.
Okay.
The plan happened this year was that Wednesday was the day off, and today is also a day off. So the thought was that maybe all the students would go home. But instead of that, of course, they all get themselves used the day before St. Patrick's Day to get into this organisation of Attic Stray, and then the whole day becomes an absolute disaster. And the other thing as well is, you know, some of the local politicians have got vested interest in it. You know, I was speaking to the local councillor yesterday who's got properties in the area. He's a prominent landlord in the area. And he didn't see any problem whatsoever with people partying in his front garden or, in fact, having house parties. So if we have that sort of attitude from somebody who's meant to look after the interests of local populace, you know, there's very little point in speaking to local people. You need to go to the top to get it sorted.
Well, I must try and get a hold of that councillor. I'll try and get a hold of him. I don't want you to name the councillor, but I'll try and work out who that councillor might be. Raymond, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's 9:15. Good morning. And I'm still visualising the guy who's defecating through the chimney down into somebody's fireplace. Boy, wouldn't you love to light the fire. This is U105. Good morning to you.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you. Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.